Conversations of Kerbala. As part of our ongoing development of more meaningful observations of Muharram, Mahfil Ali have organized an integrated and dramatic delivery of the Maqtal and Ma'tam. So we do hope it enhances your Muharram experience this year, and we are always open to suggestions and comments that help us on our collective journey towards fulfilling our duties towards Allah. If you have missed a previous episode, they are available on the Sikkim YouTube channel. The poem is composed by Tahir Adil and performed by Khadija Ghulam Hussein. The Murshia is by Mustafa Tijani and the Matam by the Tijani brothers and Nasser Jahan.
This poem is entitled, Do You Not Know Who I Am? O gentle woman, O gentle man, do you not know who I am? I am the daughter of him who did not cower. I am the aroma of that silent flower. I am the orphan left by that door and the knight of the poisoned sword. O distant stranger, O evil man, do you think you're better than? For I am wisdom, patience, and rarity, grace in all simplicity. I am Zainab, the essence of sincerity, born in the house of integrity. O gentle woman, O gentle man, do you not know who I am? I am a river of outpouring emotion, for I am a pillar of devotion. Calamity crowned me a queen for what I had endured and seen. O glistening rivers, Euphrates streams, do you not hear my woeful screams? A life of gloom and melancholy defines my tale, the daughter of Ali. Time to me has become a prison where pain in each day is arisen, gently taking from my weary soul as my heart becomes ignited coal. Beneath the thousand of howling stars, do you not feel my flaming scars? Deprived of joy and gladness, enriched in utter sadness. The crushed heart of my crying mother to the throat of my dying brother, preserving their anguish from within as time goes by and the earth but spins. O gentle rain and icy frost, do you not know who I have lost? I've lost my nights and I've lost my days. I've lost my nighttime cloak and my sunlight rays. Yet these words do not match him halfway. I've lost my brother, but the world has lost Hussein. O gentle breeze beneath moonlit skies, do you not hear my heartfelt cries? Zainab I am, and this is Hussein on the left of me. Zainab I am, this is Abbas, the rest of me. O gentle breeze beneath moonlit skies, why do you run away before my eyes? O desert breeze of blazing noon, do you not see my brother's wound? Do you not see the legacy he did behold within his tender heart of gold? Do you not see the angel descend? Do you not then comprehend? O gentle wind and tender rain, do you not feel my silent pain? His love is a fever which has no cure. Infectious and bitter and yet so pure, a love shared throughout all seven, angels cry and yes, hold poetry in the heavens. O burning sun, bend on your knees. Do you not see, do you not hear or see? A flower dead, withered on the ground, petals once held by the prophet and a heart once crowned. O burning sun, this is Hussein, bend down on your knees. O heaven, carve open your doors like the seven seas. Join this land to heaven like a branch from your tree, so that every visitor of Karbala follows the sun in dropping to their knees. But, O heavens, do not seek my heart, for simply it has been torn apart, thrown across the moonlit skies, accompanied by my heartfelt sighs, shrouded beneath my tears, broken in a thousand ways, scattered between these 40 nights and 40 days.
A thick cloud of dust was hanging over the battlefield of Kerbala as the sun was setting. The events of that day, the carnage and massacre, had cast a gloom on that desert track. An eerie silence was prevailing, which was from time to time broken by the sound of drums beating to celebrate the victory. The army of Ibn Sa'd approached the camp of Imam Hussein, where the ladies and children had taken refuge. They marched into the camps with the intention of looting and plundering. Upon entering the tent, the soldiers snatched away their few possessions. Then they took their veils off the ladies, forcing them to expose their hair and face. Humayd bin Muslim reports,
"By Allah, there was not a woman nor a daughter of the family of Hussein who did not have her clothes taken, nor her personal belongings stolen. It was a scene of utter devastation with cries in the desert night. But the mob were not satisfied, and they moved on to Ali ibn al-Hussein, lying sick and in his bed. Shimmer, with a group of soldiers, came up to us and asked,
'Shall we kill this sick one?'
I confronted him and asked, 'So we're killing sick boys now?' I was looking for a grain of conscience in this man, but I did not find it in his cruel stare. Just then, Umar ibn Sa'd, together with a unit of soldiers, arrived at the tents, and he said to his followers,
'None of you should enter the tents of these women, nor disturb this sick boy.'
The women asked Umar ibn Sa'd for their belongings back, but by Allah, not one item was returned. Umar ibn Sa'd ordered his men to guard the main tent and the tents of the women. He then said,
'Guard these women so they shall not leave, and do not harm them.'
Umar bin Sa'd dispatched the head of al-Hussein on the day of Ashura to Ubaydullah bin Ziyad. Then he ordered the heads of the remainder of his followers and members of his house who had been slain to be cut off. There were 72 heads. When Ibn Sa'd departed, some of Banu Asad went to the body of Imam Hussein and his followers. They performed the funeral prayer over them. Then they buried Imam Hussein and they buried his son Ali Asghar at the foot of the body. Next to Imam Hussein's grave, they buried his family members and companions. However, they buried Al-Abbas bin Ali on the roads of Al-Ghardiyah. Darkness had fallen on the battlefield of Karbala, and the desert wind carried the sound of wailing from the tents of Hussein.